This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually inaugurated the 72nd National Volleyball Championship in Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Modi extended greetings to players from across the country and underlined the role of sports in nation building. Addressing the event, Mr. Modi drew parallels between volleyball and India's growth story, emphasizing teamwork, balance, and determination as common threads between the sport and the country's progress, where every individual and state contributes to national growth. He pointed out that both realms prioritize cooperation, trust, and teamwork, with success hinging on collective effort. The 8-day tournament being held from today to the 11th of this month is witnessing participation from across India with over 1,000 players. Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that India's rice production exceeded 150 million tons in 2025, inaugurating 184 new varieties of 25 crops with improved traits developed by ICAR. Mr. Chauhan said that India has surpassed China in rice production.
India has overtaken China in rice production and become number one. This year, India produced more than 150 million tons, while China produced 145.28 million tons. This is an extraordinary achievement. By ensuring food security, we have filled our grain reserves. India is no longer a country that asks for food. It is now a country that supplies rice to the world.
He added that India has become a leading rice exporting nation. Mr. Chauhan added that more than 3,200 new varieties of seeds have been developed in the past 10 years. The minister said that the government is working to ensure that various launched schemes should reach farmers across the entire country within 3 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked the state administration to tackle the typhoid outbreak in Gandhinagar, Gujarat on a war footing. Following detailed reviews with Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi and senior officials, Mr. Shah directed that all 113 identified patients receive prompt treatment from expert doctors. The outbreak, concentrated in sectors 24, 28 and Adiwara, is linked to contaminated water from pipeline leakages. Mr. Shah ordered immediate repairs to the water network and instructed that meals and facilities be provided for relatives at the civil hospital. According to health officials, out of the 113 cases, 19 patients have been discharged, while 94 others are currently receiving treatment at the civil hospital and urban health centres. Union Minister of Labour and Employment Mansukh Mandavia has said the new labour codes will transform the lives of tea and cinchona workers in Darjeeling Hills, Tarai and Duars region of West Bengal. While interacting with the leaders, tea and cinchona labour trade unions and their stakeholders, Mr. Mandavia said the West Bengal government has denied dignified wages and ancestral land to the tea and cinchona labourers and also deprived them from basic facilities. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on an official visit to France and Luxembourg from today till the 10th of this month. In Paris, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the French leadership and hold talks with his counterpart, Jean-Noël Barrot. They will discuss the progress made under the India-France Strategic Partnership and matters of global importance. The U.S. military cooperation that led to the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has also drawn sharp criticism from U.S. Democrats, international media, and protesters across major American cities. Some media outlets questioned the legality of U.S.'s action. World Braille Day is being observed today. The day marks the birth anniversary of the visionary inventor Louis Braille, the inventor of Braille script for the people with visual disabilities. Louis Braille was born on the 4th of January in 1809 in the town of Couffrey in northern France. Braille script enables the visually impaired to read with their fingertips using a system of 6 raised dots. And that is the end of this news bulletin.